I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
First, a word from our sponsors, Amazing FBA. Yes, folks, I am sponsoring my own show. And this one, by the way, is just for the Brits, British listeners. Quick question for you. I've personally spent over £10,000 over the last couple of decades, going from pitch fest to overpriced seminar to so-called workshop. And in each case, I've come out excited. I've gone away thinking I'm going to change my life. Then the excitement's gradually fizzled out. And then I've changed nothing and I've got no more money than I started with. My question is, have you ever done the same? If so, then stop blaming yourself. It's not your fault. It's just not how reality works. Now, there is one thing that all the successful Amazon sellers that I know, public or private, the famous gurus and the privately successful ones, have in common. And I'm going to tell you at the end of this episode what that is. Now, if you want to have a bit of a serious clue, then go to amazonmastermind.co.uk and find out more there. Meanwhile, on with the show. Hello and welcome to perhaps a rather more somber version of Amazing FBA than you used to. I'm wearing, as you can see, a suit with a black tie, which is not something I have to wear very often these days. And a suit and a tie isn't something I ever wear, obviously, for my Amazon work. I often work in T-shirt and shorts, frankly, in the summer. But just been playing, so I still do a tiny bit of music work just to keep my hand in with the piano playing. I've just been playing for a memorial service for a guy who, it turns out, was a massive philanthropist. So it was at, I'm not going to name the institution, but it was quite a famous institution in London, and he gave a ton of money to it, but also love and attention. Turned out that he was an entrepreneur and built his own company and, you know, made a hell of a lot of money. Now, what was very interesting for me was to reflect on, you know, it's always thought provoking, right? When you've got relatives standing up, and there's his daughter, his sister, and you know, various sons and other people that knew him professionally. And I was just thinking about, you know, what is it you want to leave behind, really? It's quite thought provoking because it sums up somebody's entire life. When it's over, there is nothing more. You know, it's not an imagination. One day I'll do this, one day I'll do that. It's all about what happened, what has been done. So what struck me is that there was a presentation by one person which was all about his business life and had lots of facts and figures and numbers and, you know, very impressive it was too. He didn't mention his personal income, but obviously he was a wealthy man. I'll tell you why I knew that in a minute. But then there were presentations from his family, and then there were presentations from people he'd helped, the charity that he'd helped fund. Just to give you a flavor, this guy said that this particular charity in the late 90s was in trouble. Very iconic London institution was about to close its doors. And in fact, the board had voted to close the place. And the chairman of the board had a drink with this guy whose service I was at. And the man, you know, he explained the problem, and then the person, you know, the entrepreneur said, okay, so how much do you need? And the guy from the board said, sorry, what? I didn't quite compute the question. He said, okay, how much do you need? He said, well, we need £4 million for the reserve funds and £1 million for the time being to keep the thing on the road. And he said, okay. And he sat down, he wrote a check for £4 million and a check for £1 million. And he said, look, I'd prefer it if you didn't touch the reserves unless you really need to, but the £1 million is yours to spend, you know, in the charity to keep the thing on the road. And long story short, the whole thing, that was a starting point for, you know, what was really needed to get this thing really financially secure. And today it's a famous London landmark, and I'm not going to mention which one it is because I hadn't got the family's permission to do that. But the point is, okay, that was somebody else talked about that. So somebody had already talked about his career and his success and, you know, all the expensive cars he drove and lots of pictures of that. Then they talked about that. And then there was the family holidays and, you know, his sons talked about what it was like having him as a dad and the various experiences they'd shared, including one very cool one where he just apparently flew in by helicopter, that the guy himself, the entrepreneur, had just got his helicopter license, flew in and picked his son up from the school playing fields. And they went back home by helicopter and had a bit of an adventure with some bad weather and, you know, but got back home rather late. But nevertheless, they, you know, he got picked up by helicopter from school. How cool is that? So three kind of different takes on the life of a very wealthy, very successful entrepreneur. So it's very thought-provoking because I'm not exactly sure what it says to me or exactly what I should or shouldn't take from that. But I think with a lot of real life lessons, they're not necessarily intellectual, they're more emotional. I mean, I think for me, as sitting in the audience, not knowing this person, the thing that was most appealing, most immediate, most emotionally connected me was family life and what his money had meant to what they could do as a family. You know, exciting holidays, you know, things like getting picked up on a helicopter from school, you know, car journeys together as a family, had a lot of very nice cars. And the thing that struck me least, but which enabled all the other things, was the career, because it was very, very impressive. I was sat there and I thought, wow, I'm in awe. I'm an entrepreneur, but I don't imagine I'll ever get to these kinds of heights. And the coolest thing, the least, not the most emotional thing, but the coolest thing I thought to be able to do is to just simply see something you care about a lot, which you think does very valuable work, a charity that you care about, it's in trouble, and you can just rescue it with just one check that you can just write there and then. I mean, that to me, right there, was like the coolest reason for becoming a really wealthy entrepreneur, is to be able to help things make a difference in a really just straightforward, direct way to something you cared about. So three pictures, if you like, three aspects of a man's life. And it was a man, and this applies equally to women, happened to be a man. So my question for you is pretty broad, but what kind of legacy do you really want to leave? And for some people, that might mean leaving their sons or daughters a pile of cash in a nice house somewhere in London or something. But that's not necessarily the things you're going to get remembered for. But on the other hand, if you've got no money, then you can't really achieve a lot in a capitalist society that we live in. So there are other forms of wealth and power than money. But, you know, that's the currency that the world recognizes these days. So, yeah, my question is, what sort of legacy are you really wanting to leave? You know, and how does your Amazon business fit in with that? Is that part of a plan? It doesn't have to be. I don't think it necessarily has to be part of a 30-year plan. I mean, often opportunities arise and we seize them because they arise at the time. We can't necessarily see them coming. When we get them, we seize on them. But I think they say chance favors the prepared mind. I think luck is, as somebody said, preparation meets opportunity. And I think sometimes if you have a clearer vision of where you're going, or the sort of person you want to be and the sort of person you want to be remembered for, then it's not all about making the most money you can right now. And it's not necessarily about being a pauper either. It's about, what do you want your money for? What's it really going to do? What impact are you really going to have? In other words, having a vision, not so much for your business. It could be within your business, but it could be for yourself. I mean, this guy's business enabled him to have a great family life, which had nothing much to do with the business, and enabled him to give to this charity, which I promise you has absolutely zero to do with his original business. But nevertheless, it provided the money for that giving, for that passion, for that philanthropy. So my question is, where are you headed with all this? I don't necessarily have the answer, but it sure as hell was thought-provoking to see, you know, when it's game over, what are people going to actually say about you? And what are people going to remember you for? And, you know, what do you want that to be? So a thought-provoking one. I'm going to now take my jacket and tie off and kind of go back to my normally slightly more chilled self to get some more interviews out there. So hope that was something a bit different, and have a think about it. I'll be very interested to know your answers as ever. If you want to feedback anything about your thoughts, love to hear from you. Go to the Amazing FBA Facebook group, which is free to join. About 1,190 people, I believe, last count, were there. So a sizable set of people now. It's amazingfba.com/FBF, as in face, B as in book. So come back and tell me your thoughts about this episode. I'd love to hear about this. It's a very thought-provoking thing. There's no obvious answers, but I do think it's something that's worth considering. Must be getting on a bit thinking about such things. But anyway, speak to you soon in the next episode. Cheers. So a word from our sponsors, Amazing FBA. Yes, I'm sponsoring my own show today. I've got a question for you. Now, I must have spent over £10,000 of the last two decades going from hyped up seminar to a pitch fest. And you know what? I came out of each one excited, determined to change my life. And then I did nothing or very little. And above all, I came out with a zero extra income, came out still broke. My question is, have you ever done that? If so, then I've got news for you. There is one secret that can really get you results that pretty much all successful Amazon sellers I know do. And if you want to know what it is, I'll tell you what it is in a minute, or you can go to amazonmastermind.co.uk, and the clue is in the title, right? So what I'm going to tell you about is only relevant to those who live in London or near London or can get to London. When I say London, I mean London, England, not Alabama or wherever it is, if you're in America. If you can't get to London, then keep listening. There will be something later in the show that I can mention for you. Basically, the masterminds that I've been running have been very powerful for people, but we've revised and revamped them in response to people's needs. So they're really, really powerful now because they're focused on exactly who you are and what you need right now. So we have two levels now, and we'll split them further if that proves to be necessary. The Zero to Hero Mastermind is for those who have not yet launched on Amazon or are in the first, you know, few hundred, couple of thousand pounds of sales. And that's grown like topsy over the last sort of 30 days. We've gone from nobody over sort of the last 30, 40 days to 20 odd members. And then we have the 7K Collective, which is much smaller, only 7 members. But collectively, they already have Amazon turnover of about £7 million a year. And that is probably really understating it as well. It could well be over 10 million, but I'm being conservative there. So some powerful stuff for you if you're doing over 10K. If you're not, then the Zero to Hero Mastermind is for you. Now, the reasons to come to this are the kind of opposites to go to those pitch fests and to go to drink from the fire hose on the internet that is Facebook groups and podcasts. And I include my own in that. Three reasons to come, folks. Clarity. Instead of the fire hose of the internet, you focus laser-like on you and your business. So once a month, you're going to be in a small room with a small group of people focusing for at least half an hour on you and your business in your hot seat. Really powerful, very simple, very effective. Second thing you're going to get is confidence, because you can check the plans that you have in your head and get them out there and bulletproof them, test them or waterproof them, make sure that they're actually doable in the real world. So you can go away and act with confidence. And the third thing is connection. So it's all very well being in a Facebook group, but there's nothing like being face-to-face to actually connect to people. Plus all the people in the rest of your life, you know, wife, girlfriend, son, daughter, a mother, co-workers, they don't really get the whole Amazon thing in most cases. And in some cases, they're even opposed to it. So that's a lonely business. What you need is fellow Amazon sellers in person to connect to. That's what's on offer here. Very simple, very powerful. People obviously loving it because they're going for it. So go to amazonmastermind.co.uk if you want to find out more. And you can apply from there as well. It's application only because I only want the high caliber people. And that's what we've got. And the price is going up over time. I've now got rid of the beta testing price for both levels of groups because we've got the sort of base level of people that the thing is now going to be self-sustaining. So now I want to be ever more selective. So if you want to consider it, get moving on that quickly before the price goes up again. Amazonmastermind.co.uk. Thanks for listening.